think there are some particular challenges to being a female academic with children, which may mean that women with children are not always in a position to join things and run things. Although actually my experience more recently is it's women with children and busy lives who actually usually say yes when you ask them to do things. As a woman in an academic department, certainly in a history department, you're usually in a significant minority. Which is odd, given that our student body is about 50-50 male-female. I've just been involved as convener of History UK, which is one of the history subject associations, in an account or in a survey of departments of history nationwide, looking at a whole lot of aspects relating to staff. But one of them we looked at is gender balance, and in I think the best gender balance, women made up a quarter of the history departments, and in many departments, women were about 10%. So it's, and I found this very disappointing because we ran a similar survey in the late 90s, and it's been my perception that things had improved since then, but the statistics suggest that they hadn't done so significantly. I think when you start analysing it at the level of lecturer, that's probably right, that they have improved, but it will take time for those figures to get up to the professorial levels, etc. Although people have been saying that for a long time, and they're moving very, very slowly indeed. I've heard it said that each baby is the equivalent of a book, and I think that's probably right. You know, juggling and the whole, the sort of 18 months surrounding the period in which you're having a baby and have had the baby and are struggling with the sleepless nights does often mean it's quite difficult to do archival research, for example, which historians, you know, need to do. So I think having a family certainly significantly impedes most women's publication record in perhaps their 30s when their male counterparts are churning out books and getting promotion.